Imagine a six-story hotel in a town some would consider the frontier border of Oklahoma and Arkansas. That was the plan, and there was definitely a need. The place did get built, and it remains today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone. They're gone.
You're kidding.
Nope, they're gone. They're gone, gone.
Okay, all right. Think about it. Where did you have them last?
I remember I was home, then I took them, and then I spent them on that vacation to Aruba. Then I bought this miniature suit of armor I saw in the in-flight magazine.
And that's the last you saw of your savings?
Yes.
This is so weird.
I know, right?
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. You'd be surprised how quickly a little money from every paycheck can really add up. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
The armor is cool, though. Oops. I think I broke its gauntlet.
You broke my favorite part.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
The story of the LaFleur County Historical Society's headquarters is one with quite an intriguing lineage.
The photo actually started off where the courthouse is now. Whenever the Frisco line came through, a couple years later the KCS line came through. So those two railroads connected each other. Well, there wasn't any real hotels here.
Eric Standridge says necessity is the mother of invention, or perhaps the mother of a hotel in the city of Poteau, Oklahoma.
Well, we had so many business traffic switching between the two railroads that W.W. Lowry saw a need for having a massive hotel here.
It was a massive undertaking for Lowry. However, what became a hotel actually had another initial purpose.
This was actually built first as the Oklahoma Immigration Company. Whenever he built it, it was actually built off for offices to begin with. Well, they went back, remodeled a couple years later, and built the bathrooms, built the suites, and everything else that you see today.
After the transformation from business offices to hotel, there were 31 rooms for guests. It was quite a structure for a town the size of Poteau. Lowry made it a lavish place to rest, and even had plans for a bigger business.
This building is actually 3 stories high. He originally planned it to be 6 stories high. One of the things that he did, he actually bought out an entire tile company just to supply all the tile.
Most of the train traffic passed here from the 1920s into the 1960s. By the 70s, passenger train traffic had dwindled, and the need for a hotel to house folks transferring lines was gone. However, the building remained, and now has been restored as the home of the County Historical Society. It's a place with many exhibits about the county and hotel itself. Traveling the countryside in Poteau, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.